Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus says, "As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher. You are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one Master, the Messiah. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Yesterday we celebrate the feast of St. Monica, the mother of St. Augustine. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Augustine. As we mentioned also yesterday, this Augustine is a fine teacher, a brilliant teacher of Latin language. But many times, he do not find the harmony of the priests. By that time, he's preaching Latin is to a taste. So he never have interest to know Christianity. Until one day he met Bishop Ambrose of Milano. Hearing his homily, the Latin was so beautiful. He was so touched. They became friends. Eventually were baptized. He was a Latin language teacher. But with the grace of God, he left his profession. He went back to North Africa and lived a secret life. Eventually, he was called by the people to become the bishop. And he wrote many books, especially The City of God, His Conversion. Many people have all the inspiration from him, from his experience of following God. St. Augustine didn't do much big works, but through his humility, he, apart from reading books, he just become a simple bishop. But the change of heart, his change of heart touched many people. Many times we are full of pride in our life. But sometimes Jesus is also using our weakness to give us special grace. That's a good example. St. Augustine, he looked down on the priests because they don't speak good Latin. But just because of this, he was touched by the good Latin of St. Ambrose. God used material things to attract our attention. God, every day, may be using different people surrounding us, even enemies. I'm not saying God is using them, but God provides all the opportunity for us. Humanly speaking, we can't find how can someone oppose you, can help you. But when grace comes, when once you are touched by the virtue of humility, you'll be changed. If that is friend who opposes you, you might have a change. We don't know. God is providing all the opportunities for us to follow Him. Let's thank the Lord in our life until today. So many people surrounding us, but many people, we don't like them. But perhaps they are the one who helped you to follow God. Only God alone. You don't follow the praise of people. You don't follow the appreciation of other people. But with humility, you just say, "Thy will be done upon me. Let God's will be done upon me." So let's start again today in your life. Bless all those people who hurt you, telling Jesus you want to follow Him, you trust Him, believing, seek first the kingdom of God, the rest will be given to you.